Jesus asks, to what will we compare this generation? A question that can be asked in every age. As we celebrate 250 years of this experiment in democracy, this beautiful country has known true greatness, but also greatness through those 250 years has been checkered with grave sins. How will this generation, this time, be remembered in the future? This week, ICE detained a Catholic nun in McAllen, Texas, Sister Letty. They asked her to remove her nun's habit. She was given no food or water. She was eventually released, and she was in tears. I don't know where Sister Letty is from. I don't know what her legal status may be, and maybe it doesn't matter anymore. Because even those who have followed our convoluted rules to gain legal status get arrested and deported anyway in a for-profit detention system driven by quotas and racism. We were told immigration would go after the worst of the worst. Yet they detain children and cancer patients, fathers, mothers, babies, in for-profit, unregulated, hidden detention centers with conditions more deplorable than that of a prison in a third world country. This is happening on our watch, in our generation. I love this country. I do not want this for us. And sometimes it feels like living in the twilight zone, since I myself am okay. I'm really quite happy, carrying on with my life, enjoying the 4th of July, watching the World Cup, all the while anguishing mostly in the wee hours of the night over these terrible sins committed on our behalf. And I do have hope. I hope that we will right the ship before it sinks altogether. And so today, on this 250th anniversary, instead of a sermon, it seems we would do well to pray the prayers given to us because we still have hope for a better future. We live in hope that we shall overcome. Because Jesus calls us when he says, "Come to me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, for I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So today I yield my time to a time of communal prayer, and I invite you to join me in praying the prayers that begin on page 820 of the Book of Common Prayer. Page 820. Let us pray. Almighty God, who hast given us this good land for our heritage, we humbly beseech thee that we may always prove ourselves a people mindful of thy favor and glad to do thy will. Bless our land with honorable industry, sound learning, and pure manners. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil way. Defend our liberties and fashion into one united people the multitudes brought hither out of many kindreds and tongues. Endue with the spirit of wisdom those to whom in thy name we entrust the authority of government, that there may be justice and peace at home, and that through obedience to thy law, we may show forth thy praise among the nations of the earth. In the time of prosperity, Fill our hearts with thankfulness. And in the day of trouble, suffer not our trust in thee to fail. All which we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And I invite you to say the words in italics under prayer number 22 on page 821 for sound government. O Lord, our governor, bless the leaders of our land, that we may be a people at peace among ourselves and a blessing to other nations of the earth.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
To the president and members of the cabinet, to governors of states, mayors of cities, and to all in administrative authority, grant wisdom and grace in the exercise of their duties.
Give grace to your servants, O Lord.
To senators and representatives and those who make our laws in states, cities, and towns, give courage, wisdom, and foresight to provide for the needs of all our people and to fulfill our obligations in the community of nations.
Give grace to your servants, O Lord.
To the judges and officers of our courts, give understanding and integrity that human rights may be safeguarded and justice served.
Give grace to your servants, O Lord.
And finally, teach our people to rely on your strength and to accept their responsibilities to their fellow citizens, that they may elect trustworthy leaders and make wise decisions for the well-being of our society, that we may serve you faithfully in our generation and honor your holy name.
Glory to the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head of all. Amen.
Please stand for the creed, which is found on page 6. We believe in one God,